It never gets old to have our next guest. You know, some guests, you're like, well, we have them on too much. I don't want them on anymore. You know, that's a, you know, maybe 6 months we'll talk to them. I could talk to this guy, you know, every week we could have this guy. He could talk about a variety of subjects. Sometimes we don't get into his science and stuff knowledge enough, to be honest with you. I'm deficient in that area. So we kind of rely on him to bring up whatever. Uncle Kevin likes to talk about that.
Oh, I like him.
JMCCSCI.com is his website, JMCCSCI.com. He is a tier one scientist. If you don't know what that means, that's good. That's a good thing. It's not these junk scientists are all around telling you that masks will save your life. That's what that means. He's not that kind of scientist. He's a real scientist that gets something done. And we're excited to have him on, as always. James McCanney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. And I'm going to call you now Mr. Number 43.
Number 43. Why did he say that? Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is because the Talk Show Live, this is a agency that monitors talk shows around the country. And they have posted their top 50 talk show hosts in the country this year. Now, this is a big deal. It is headed by Rush Limbaugh, then Michael Savage. Mark Levine is number 3. Sean Hannity is number 5. Glenn Beck, 7. Let's look down. Number 8, George Norrie with Coast to Coast. Number 14, Alex Jones. This is just a few. John B. Wells, number 17. It goes down. And Daniel Brigman with the Power Hour, number 43. So, Mr. Number 43, congratulations.
Impressive. Wow.
I am totally impressed.
Well, it must be our great guests. It must be our great guests that do it.
You got to come on more.
Yeah, maybe if you came on more, we'd be in the top 25.
Yeah, exactly. 23.
We'll push it up, yeah. You are right behind, neck and neck, with Steve Bannon on the War Room. So anyway, this is a big, I mean, these are major, major league. You're talking about people that are syndicated and like somebody on Fox who is Sean Hannity, you know, or Glenn Beck or Alex Jones. You're in the, you know, John B. Wells. These are people, long-term heavy hitters. And Daniel, you are right in there. Number 43 out of it. That is beyond impressive. That is unbelievable.
I didn't even know that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And somebody sent that to me the other day. I looked at this, and so anyway, we can talk a little bit more about that. But I think it signifies, you know, the well-rounded show that you're doing here and everything else that goes with it. So congratulations to you and the staff and everybody that put the show together.
Wow. Well, thank you. That meant a lot that you noticed that and said that. That's awesome. I think it goes to our guests. I think our show, does have fantastic guests. I mean, we had David Icke on yesterday. We got Gerald Celente. We have you on today. I mean, these are cutting edge opinions and thought leaders and perspectives and the health, Dr. Sherry Rogers, Dr. Group that comes on about people's health. You're going to be hard pressed to find a better variety of health, politics, current events, you know, whatever that is. You're going to be hard pressed to find a variety of those things on any show out there. I think that's kind of the direction Joyce did. I think I do have a little bit of a unique flair about the Constitution things. I'm probably, you know, one of the foremost to really make those kind of connections to current events that's out there. So it gives a unique angle there. So, I mean, it's a testament to Joyce. It's a testament to, just guests like you, James. That's all I can say. Thank you for that's very kind for you to say. Very kind.
Yeah. Oh, this is big time. So we're going to ride this wave a little bit here and talk about, you know, and the other thing, Daniel, is people call in for perspective on their own lives. It's not just to listen to us talk about current events or things like that. I mean, people are looking for direction. And there's so much misdirection out there and so many different opinions. But I think people are also listening because they can make decisions that are very important in where are they going to go with their lives. So I think that's something also that I think a lot of shows do very good coverage of topics, et cetera. But I think, like I say, people are listening to this show to, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my family? Well, how are we going to move into the future? Big issues for people.
Yeah, let's start there. First, let's get your impression about, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it, but it looks like Trump's all but given up. I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know, but it kind of looks that way. Your feeling about the election and now what's transpired to here. Why are we here? It is obvious that the election was, stolen, but yet they're about to put Biden in. I mean, this, your feelings about that. And then let's go, where can we go from here?
Well, it's entering Alice in Wonderland world, you know, Never Never Land, Peter Pan, you know, the censorship that's going on, the removal of Parler as an alternative platform for non-censored speech by Apple, who was, I believe, hosting the application, and then I think it was Google or Amazon who was hosting the actual service where people would go and exchange, etc. So they're just taking this down because it competes with their platform, which is censored and totally controlled and information controlled. So it really says we're heading into an era of fascism. And even, you know, if people didn't like Trump, he let the other side talk. I mean, there was no censorship of liberals or anything like that. I mean, you could laugh at them or point out, in fact, a lot of the talk show hosts spent a lot of their time talking about the tremendous antics and contradictions, etc. But, you know, we're heading into whenever fascism hits, it's a lot of embraced by people or the public, etc., because they don't really understand where it's going. They've forgotten history. They never learned history, etc.
We just had a caller before, you know, the previous hour. It was a great caller from Laura Lee from Montana. And she was talking about the key is now, you know, have your own garden, have your own, you know, do your own thing, get your kids out of school, these kind of things. That's one of the things that we've preached a lot where I think most of the audience may see value in that, but it's, you know, it's a hard decision to rearrange your life to like, just to take your children out of government school and to take that responsibility yourself. That's a hard decision and it's a rearranging of life. In many cases, it's a sacrifice. It's hard to do. It's hard to come to that conclusion. And for whatever reason, most of America, most even our listeners, they don't see the importance of that. It's not more important than the inconvenience is what I'm trying to say. And now it seems like it's getting to the point where, you know, push is coming to the shove and maybe it is now coming. Do you see that? That's maybe changing where people are saying, no, it's time to, you know, grow a greenhouse. It's time to get our kids out of school. Do you think we're being pushed to that edge of action?
Oh, beyond question. Absolutely 100% correct. There was a woman reported in, I think, Oregon. Her daughter came home and she said, at school, they're telling me that I'm a little boy and that I'm going to have a transgender operation. And the mother and the grandmother were like shocked. So they called up the school and they just blew them off. And so then they said, well, this counselor can no longer have contact with my daughter. So the counselor went dark. Basically underground, talking to the daughter, saying, your parents are against us. You know, we will support you through this difficult time. And when they found out they were still communicating with the daughter, they had to pull her out of the school and get her into private school, but then deal with the aftermath of them convincing this girl that she was going to get an operation. Oh, yeah, the damage that was done. But I have developed an education program to deal with, you know, exactly this topic of people and parents. Now, just look at the investment that people have made paying taxes. 50% of your real estate taxes go into that school, that public school. And if you send your kid to a private school, not only do you have to pay for the public school, but you got to pay for the private school also. But what do you get at a private school? the same accredited laundry list of topics and subjects and textbooks that you had to get at the public school. It's required, otherwise you don't get a degree. So this accreditation thing has been used to force schools to teach things that they would never teach in a million years. So anyway, the education, but look at the cost when parents have to take their kids out of school and educate them themselves. And then there's the question of, will that education count? Are they going to be, you know, prepared for the real world? And the answer is most home students do much better than public school or even private school students. But
I'm glad you said that, James, let's stop right there for 1 second and let's elaborate on that. That is such an important point. People have this perception that, oh, homeschool is inferior. Homeschool sets my kids back. Homeschool is a disadvantage. The dirty secret about homeschool is that corporations, for certain jobs, especially if it's out of the box thinking or creative thinking, if corporations know if it is a job that requires or does well with creative thinking, they know that they're better off finding a homeschool student. Please elaborate on that point.
Well, it's, you know, there's movies made about this. There's, I forget what the name of it is, but this guy is traveling around kind of in his makeshift bus with the kids. And then the mom dies and the grandparents who are well-to-do in, you know, uppity neighborhood and want to take the kids. But anyway, they bring the kids into like a relative's house and the guy says, well, my kids are better educated. And so the mother who sends their kids to the public school says, recite the Declaration of Independence. And they don't even know what it is. They can't even get the first line out. But this guy that's traveling around in his bus, the kids come out and they say it like, you know, they understand it.
Second
nature. But the whole issue here is you are paying for that public school and you're not able to use it. All the buildings and the facilities and the, you know, everything that goes with it. School is not just about learning. It's about social development and things like that. And for a while, there was a thing that, you know, that you weren't supposed to bully at school. Now it's all about bullying. If you wear a MAGA hat, you get bullied in the school encourages
it. Such a great point. Such a great point. And I love that you said social development and didn't say socialization. I hear, well, what are you worried about your child's socialization? Yeah, I'm worried about my child's socialization. That's why they're homeschooled. I don't want them socialized. Well, social development is something different.
The problem is that the schools are wacko. I mean, they're coming out, the little boys are little girls and little girls are little boys. And it's, you know, I mean, it goes downhill from there. The textbooks, and this is something, let's get into this. Because in around 1954, there was a document that was published. We now have it in our hands. It was called Silent Weapons for a Quiet War.
Yes.
And in there, they discuss specifically how they are going to downgrade mathematics and science. So there's no logic. There's no reasoning. It's just a bunch of remote, unrelated facts that kids learn and spit back. But to destroy kids' ability to have constructive, critical thinking. And this is in place right now. So the kids come out of there. That's why you have, you know, liberal concepts, you get these emails or you can see on the internet contradictions, you know, that are in liberal thought, just bizarre contradictions. But the students can't sort this out because they've never been taught critical thinking.
That well,
it's just like, oh, you tell them something and they repeat it and they, you know.
They're a parent. It's called outcome-based education. They're a parent. Let me give you an example to go along with what you're saying. My niece-in-law, it's actually my wife's niece or whatever that, I mean, she's my niece, but, you know, by her family. She went to California, valedictorian of her school in California. Very high achiever, you know, do what's told, whatever. Well, she gets out of high school, we're talking about it. Somehow we start talking about gun control somehow at her mom's house. And she says, well, I don't think anybody should have a gun. Only the police should have a gun. And I mean, this has been quite a number of years. And I look at my wife, I'm just like, are you serious? The valedictorian of the school thinks that nobody should have a gun but the police? Are you kidding me? You know, that was one of the things that cemented in my mind, my kids will never go to school. I don't care. I don't care if they come out can't read and well. You're going to know that you have rights by guaranteed by God. You know, that's, I just couldn't believe it to back up what you're saying. Anyway, I didn't mean to break your chain. I just had to bring that up.
Yeah. Well, it's those kind of thoughts that people don't understand their basic human rights or natural law. One of the primary first rules of natural law is the ability to defend yourself and your family. I mean, this goes back to the caveman standing in the door of his cave with his family inside the cave with a club in his hand. You know, and so, and now to deny that and then say that the police are the only ones, but the police have been defunded and they're only going to show up after the crime has been committed to fill out a report. When you're faced with, and the other issue is that you're defending yourself, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the amendments, et cetera, are to defend you against the government. You know, guns are not there. It's not because you're going hunting. It's because you have tyrannical governments that when they get control, we have a situation in the United States right now, which has never, ever happened in the world before in the history of fascist regimes and takeover of government, et cetera, by force or whatever means, by deception, is that never in history has the population been armed. Very simply. And they want to go after guns. That's why the raiding of the Capitol, they keep ranting about that. The insurrection at the Capitol the other day. That was all staged. That was all a Hollywood movie put on. But they're going to use that and use that just like they use school shootings, which are staged. We just can't have these Trump supporters running up to Capitol buildings and breaking in. That was the whole purpose of that, to set that in people's minds. But, you know, in other words, you know, you have to accept a falsified election, and at all levels, remember that there are senators, there are House and state level legislators who got into office in this election because of faulty voting machines.
James, did you hear the story? The very first story we talked about today, really about the only story we talked about today, was AIG Insurance, huge insurance conglomerate. They canceled Curt Schilling's insurance because of his social media posts. Curt Schilling is a Hall of Fame baseball pitcher, and obviously he's been vocal about the election theft. So AIG Insurance canceled his insurance. Here's what he says. We will be just fine. We wanted to let Americans know that AIG Insurance canceled our insurance due to my social media profile. The agent told us it was a decision made by and with their PR department in conjunction with management. I mean, this is next level. They're labeling so now you're insurrection. If you support Trump or you support election integrity, now you're an insurrectionist. Now you're, you know, whatever, X, Y, Z. You're labeled, and then that justifies their treatment of you. This is, talk about that. This is extremely dangerous.
This is fascism. That's what fascism is. It's a small group of people who gain power, are very vocal, and instill their agenda on the people. That's what fascism is. It's an increase in militarism, something we haven't seen yet because Biden is not in office yet. But if they say combine a COVID-21, there's a new modification of the COVID virus, nobody can leave their homes, and install some kind of military lockdown, all of a sudden you have literally the fascist state that was there before, and then they have groups of goons they already have lists of people and they can target them.
Well, tell me what the difference between this and Nazi Germany is, because what's the difference? If Nazi Germany is going to put stars on Jews and break the windows of their businesses and shut them down, I mean, you know, we're not to the gas chamber. I mean, that's not what I'm saying, but are we not to the point where they're putting a star? They're putting a star on us? I mean, isn't that what's going on, basically?
Well, remember that when all this was going on in Germany and Eastern Europe and surrounding countries, when they were hauling people in, it wasn't just Jews.
That's right. Great point.
It was everybody. It was intellectuals. It was people who stood up and said something against the government regime. It was everybody. So the camps were not just for Jews. There were everybody. I had an aunt who was one of the first people into Auschwitz after the Allies converged. And there were people of all different nationalities in there, all different, walks of life or religious sects, etc. They went around and they picked up people off the streets, and they did it. They had lists of people and where they lived. And that's what's going on right now. And of course, this is what the contact tracing is all about, is getting the lists of people so that they can politically target people. And, oh, you were in the same store as somebody that had COVID the other day. Your phone says that. We got to take you away and unspecified. This is already going on in Canada. They have shut down Parliament. Trudeau is running Canada as a dictatorship right now. So same with England, Boris Johnson, they've basically canceled. It's in lockdown. Same with Australia and a lot of other places. The only place where there's a semblance of sanity is the United States. And, the first thing they're going to try and do is, first of all, lock everything down and then go after people's firearms, because that's the one thing that they fear. And that's why they want to prevent people from being able to go to capitals, etc.
Well, there's the music.
There's a break.
Well, on the other side, we're going to continue this. What can we do? Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about, some of James McKinney's great work, his wing generator, things that help you be independent, his grow towers, the whole thing, whole house water filters. You need to know about these things. And ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Okay? We're here. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Everyone should be pro-life. I love that we have the commercials with Joyce's voice. I just love that. I don't, you know, some people at first were a little weirded out about it or a little morbid or a little whatever. I love it. I love that she's always a reminder. I often wonder what she would say right now, you know, what she would think. It's a hard question to, in some ways it's hard, and in other ways, you know, it's hard because she's so unique. You wanted her opinion, you know, you wanted her unique perspective, on what she thought and, what to do and that kind of thing and her wisdom and experience on this. But, anyway, thepowermall.com, she started, she was one of the first in radio to establish that dynamic. Just fantastic. This is how we're supported. You know, we're number 43 on that list, talkstreamlive.com. You can listen to us. We encourage people to go there. It helps our ratings and what have you. This is, we're that number. We're up there because of you and because of your support. And you want to take it as a sales pitch? You want to take, well, I don't, you take it any way you want to. That's the reality. We're here because of you. We're independent because of you. We're the, you know, we are the people's radio show. And there's a lot of other shows like this. We don't get a check from George Soros. AIG Insurance is not going to give us a check. If they did, they'll probably cancel our insurance. Like they did Curt Schilling. Anyway, thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Bye from the good guys. Quick update on my aunt. She is doing much better. My cousin told me, did I tell a story yesterday on the radio? I forget who I've talked to so many people.
I don't think I heard.
Okay. Talk to my cousin. And I told my cousin, I didn't want, you know, my cousin was panicking and understandably, my aunt was not doing well at all. And I said, her doctor was telling her these stupid things to do, for COVID. I'm just like, I mean, even I know that that's counterproductive. That's not going to help. I got her in touch with Dr. Group, recommending things, whatever that's working. And I said, Lisa, I said, look, I mean, I don't want to panic you, but you get hurt into the hospital. You listen to this doctor. I mean, it sounds like so many of your cases we've seen. She's going to go to the doctor. She's going to go to the hospital. She's going to just get worse and worse. They're going to put her on that ventilator. She's going to be dead. I mean, I was pretty straightforward because at some point, you know, you can't pussyfoot around about it. This isn't like what color to paint your room in your house. This is life or death, literally. So I had to say that. She did have some Paramol products at the house. My aunt has been taking the heart drops, the kidney drops too, and her blood pressure is back to normal. You know, just the fact that her heart's doing much better, she can breathe much better, that's probably one of the reasons she survived. Really, ladies and gentlemen, it's probably one of the reasons she survived this. She's the one in the family. Her husband went to take a test and came back COVID negative. To tell you how weird and just, I don't even want to get into that and what it is and is. I don't even know. I mean, I could make a case either way. I don't even know. I know my aunt was sick. The point I'm giving to you is her husband didn't even test positive at all. She's around him all the time. She is about on death's door and she's the one that wears the masks all the time at work. She is. So you want to talk about masks? Gee, I mean, that's not a study, but I'm just, you know, that's an anecdotal evidence. She's the one. So, to go even further with this story, my cousin kept her home, rotated her on the Paramol product she did have, vitamin D. She did have D, and she had oregano. What have I told you? You have to have D and oregano in your house. I mean, that is like bare minimum. You have to. Anyway. She rotated on that. She had a couple other things, her heart drops. She rotated that, and she started doing better. We shipped her some other things to supplement and then get her going. She tells me yesterday, she said one of her clients came in and told a story about their friend that they know. He had the same situation. He didn't feel good. His wife wanted to keep her home. She didn't feel good about him going to the hospital. He went to the hospital. Exactly what I said. Exactly what we've been seeing all over the country. The doctor gave him bad advice, one wrong decision after another. He gets worse and worse and worse. He's in the hospital. Pretty soon, boom, he's on the ventilator, 24 hours, dead.
Dead.
Well, COVID killed him. Did it? Or was it the doctor?
Or they turned the machine up.
Or they turned the machine up on the ventilator.
Blew their lungs out.
Yeah. I mean, what happened? This is real. And I'll say this, and I'm going to keep saying this. This is extremely important. You have to have these Paramol products in your house, in your possession, at the ready before you need them. You have to have them before you need them.
Yep.
Because when you need them, you won't be able to get them as fast as you need them. And that's just the way it is. The Strauss heart drops and all the products there are just the utmost profound quality, the different vitamin D, C, zinc, E, what have you, the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, Carlson's cod liver oil, the lemon flavor is the best, ladies and gentlemen, in the glass.
Yes.
It tastes good. I mean, when I say good, I mean it doesn't gross me out. Because cod liver oil, back when I was a kid, about put me down.
That stuff's nasty.
This doesn't at all. The lemon flavor cod liver oil, Carlson's in the glass is awesome. It really is. It's awesome. Anyway, I tell you that story. I'm going to continue to, because I don't know what's going to happen. We've had contacts say there's going to be a different lockdown than we've ever seen in America coming fairly soon. That's what they've said. And you're going to need these products. You know, it's human nature, just like it says in Declaration of Independence, to suffer these evils while the evils are sufferable. Okay, it's sufferable right now. It may not be sufferable later, and you're going to wish that you're prepared. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to help you. So, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to our fantastic guest, James McKinney, jmccsci.com is his website. Does a variety of things. He's got whole house water filters. He's got the wing generator that he works on. That's an important thing for independence. We're going to get into some of these solutions. Before we do, James, Uncle Kevin's here, and he's got a question, one of the big news stories that we haven't covered a lot, but I think you're the person that we want to ask.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Classified UFO info must be disclosed within 6 months, according to newly signed bill. That's in the COVID stimulation bill. What do you think about
Have you heard about this, James, and what do you think about it?
Did we lose him?
And it seems to be like the juror thing to do.
There, start over, James. You were cut off. Start all over, James. Start all over. He's asking about it's in the news. It's saying that the UFO disclosures has happened within 6 months. That's hidden within this bill. Do you know about that? Your thoughts about any of that?
Well, I think it's funny they put it into that particular bill that has absolutely nothing to do with alien disclosure.
Yeah, I agree.
It has no teeth. The agencies that have information, whatever it might be, unidentified, you know, Navy pilots, I've seen some of the stuff that's come out, and I'll just say this, it's for Trekkies. It's to keep a group of people busy thinking that all kinds of information is going to come out and you're going to be able to go online and see this and somehow be convinced that the government is giving you information. It's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen by civilian legislation. This is up into the military levels. If there is information, they're not going to let it out. And there's, for example, the disclosure program for decades has been leading people on, and I like a lot of the people that work in Disclosure Project, et cetera, or MUFON. I know a lot of them personally. But the reality is those are infiltrated, and the biggest thing that goes on there is to lead people around in circles. And so I've said this before. I said it on my own show last week that nobody's going to put out any real information. It's going to come out over, and then they're going to say, oh, well, in another 6 months, there'll be another thing, another release or something like that. And it's all like little boxes that look like a cam on a fighter plane, maybe. And it's got this little fuzzy ball in there that's moving back and forth. And that's what they're going to release. And people will go through this for hours and hours and hours till they finally burn themselves out looking at this tripe. Nobody's going to release anything about aliens or spacecraft from other planets.
Have you heard the rumors about Project Blue Beam that this is one of their plans that they can simulate an alien attack to unify the world, or they can, you know, have you heard those kind of,
I've been saying that for years. Yeah, it's absolutely there. Daniel, there are the top things that they're going to do that they still have in the rabbit hat that they have not pulled out. Number one, pull the electric grid with a false flag solar flare. NOAA says there's big weather issues, EMP from the sun. Pull down the grid. That's number one. False flag, alien attack, that's in the top 10. And I could go on and list a bunch of other ones.
Well, list a couple more. That's interesting. Go ahead, list a couple more.
Earthquakes induced for the purpose of neutralizing a certain area, like, say, California or other areas of the country. There's some big ones, including Yellowstone National Park, which could be set off by a man-made event, and where they drain the lake down into the magma where it just has a catastrophic event, or the same thing with the Canary Islands, inducing a tsunami from an underwater landslide that would devastate the East Coast. A false flag asteroid hitting the middle of the ocean, causing, and this would be a something coming in that you would have on camera, and then a nuclear explosion underwater, which would cause a tsunami, you know, and I could go on and on. There's a movie called Greenland. It takes place in Florida, and it's came out like last September, and it was asteroid shower coming into Florida where these are some of the top. I could go on and on, but I'm not going.
Well,
to,
let me ask you a little different angle, because you mentioned guns the first segment, which I thought was very interesting, that this is really the first time a fascist type takeover of a country has been attempted on a population that is armed to the teeth. I mean, we have more guns than people in this country, and yet they think they're going to jam. The reason I say that, something like Hurricane Katrina. In Hurricane Katrina, we know, with, I mean, there's video that's probably still up on YouTube. You had the preacher saying, well, just give up your gun. They were going house to house, even on dry areas, and taking people, confiscating their guns as a dry run, as a test, as a whatever. Could you see some of these things being used in certain areas? Well, I guess the military's got to go in and take everybody's gun now because it's an emergency situation.
Well, weather manipulation is another one. Hurricane Katrina was a manipulated storm. It was designed to clear out the lower wards. I used to live in New Orleans. They blew the levees at seven strategic locations to flood the city. There were cameras the day after Katrina went through, and people were downtown in the French Quarter walking around. It was drizzling. And then they blew the levees and flooded the city. And they claimed it was a reverse surge coming off Lake Pontchartrain coming back south into the city. Just baloney. They blew, they had the pictures of the barges there with the explosives that took out the levees. I used to ride my bike. I went to Tulane for 2 years. I ride my bike around the levees around the city. I knew the levee system very well. And they blew it in seven strategic locations. And part of it was to clear out the lower wards where the black people lived. And when those people were run out of there, taken out on buses, nobody ever knew what happened to those people. There's no record of that. But weather manipulation and related things like that are, they have dozens and dozens of these things based on where you live that could be used to control the public food, controlling food. All of a sudden there's all of the new COVID virus got into the food supply. You got to go to your local government warehouse to get food, but oops, you better have your COVID shot before you go there, and you better have your government approved food card.
Like, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if that, say a scenario, because I think, you know, we're all seeing something like these COVID cards, we're seeing them for travel, what have you. What happens if the government said something like that? What do you think would really happen?
Well, understand, they're always two steps ahead, not two steps, about 10 steps ahead. So what's going on right now, they're setting up for the next wave. Canada is already in total lockdown. You know, they're talking about going door to door with military, and they're saying, do not do anything against the military or the people that are sent to your house. Otherwise, you will be designated as a terrorist and locked up in another facility. And it'll be groups of goons going around to individual house one at a time. And that's the way they're going to try and control the public, because it'll be, you know, if you shoot up a bunch of their goons, they'll just send some more to the next house. And then like in Russia, they will have people telling on their neighbors, you get a nicer food card, you get more benefits for your family if you tell on your neighbors that are, you know, against the regime. This is fascism. This has been done before. There's nothing new under the sun here.
The food, I'm very concerned. I'm in the food storage business. So the food that we are talking about here, it looks like there's going to be shortages and what have you on the horizon. I've been saying this for a while, but there really is a lot of pressure on the food chain. Do you see the same thing that I'm seeing?
Well, let's have a few fun facts here. New York City has a total of 3 hours of food. The semis are constantly moving in.
A fun fact.
To supply. Yeah. And that's the same with most major cities. Is the food is stored somewhere else and it's coming in to stock. It's like almost a just-in-time type of scenario where the food comes, it's spilled on the shelf, and the people buy it within, you know, 24 hours. And that you'll see that when there's natural events going on, naturally disaster events. You'll see that even the big suppliers like Walmart and Target, et cetera, are cleared out in a very short amount of time, and there's nothing to restock the shelves. And so most people, you know, in spite of the fact that you sell and have sold for a long time, survival food or storage food, very few people really have what you would call a proper store of food. And then you get to, say, vegetables, fresh greens, those are essential, or fruits, fresh fruits. Those things are essential to a normal diet, you know, for your system to work properly.
A little tip for
clean water.
Clean water.
Let me throw this in, Daniel.
Sure.
Poisoning the water system. What are you going to do if the government freaks go out and contaminate the water system?
Wow.
I could go on, Daniel. Long lists. And these are all things they have in place. The COVID thing itself was a planned pandemic. It's something that was one of the things they had in place. I mean, there's movies about this decades ago.
One of the things, so let me comment on something you said about live fruit. It's very hard to store, obviously, live vegetables or live anything. It's hard to store a long time. This is what I recommend for our food storage company. Some of our buckets have this in it. This is the thing I recommend to solve that problem for long-term storage. You can't exactly store an orange per se. Nobody knows. You can't store an orange for a long term. What you can store is sprouting seeds. You want live enzymes, live energy, live nutrition. You can store sprouting seeds for years, for a lot of years. And then you sprout them. It's easy to sprout them, and the nutrition in them is just off the charts, and it's live, and it's enzymes, and so that'll go with everything you're doing to keep you bound. That is very important. There's a simple little trick for you. Anyway, go ahead, James.
Well, along that same vein, a long time ago, I did a number of shows that's called Ezekiel Bread.
Yes.
And it's exactly what you're talking about. It's sprouted grains that then is made into a loaf of bread. And it's, you can cook it or bake it, but it's not necessary. But it was one of the staple foods of the ancients. And it included things like flax. And I won't even try and list all the things, you know, it's typically 7 to 10 different types of grains sprouted. And like you say, that has the enzymes that are, fresh. Those are the things that you cannot store because the enzymes don't last long. But your system needs that to be healthy.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left in this. I mean, this hour is going really fast. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. JMCCSCI.com is your website. There's a wealth of information. There's a paid cast with some even more further delineated specific information. I think you're a fabulous resource. I think you're personally my favorite guest. I say that. I get emails that I shouldn't say that, but that's okay. I'm going to say that anyway.
That's just because I'm calling you number 43. That's why.
that's right. If you were on more, it'd be number 39 maybe or something.
We'll have to work on that. Yeah. Move up a few stops.
In the time we have left, you've done a lot of work on whole house water filtration, on wing generators. Talk about that. I think independence is the key. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the next stage, independence. If you want to say no to the system, if you want to be able to say no, then you have to be independent to some degree to be able to say no. So let's talk about that in the time we have left, James.
Well, energy, water, food, and knowledge, and transportation, telecommunications, things like that, are important. But the things that you can really control are like what are within your four walls, and that is energy and water. Filtration of water is very important. The whole house water filters that have a final filter, it's a UV filter that kills viruses. And so it does all the filtration. There's a number of stages. But that's an example. Or the filters that go in the kitchen, or having a portable filter that you can carry with you is very important. Food, the grow towers, that's something that I'm very pleased to offer people. It's a very low power. In fact, you can run the power element off of a 12-volt battery with a little inverter. That's how little of power that it takes. But to grow vegetables right in your own house, it's very clean. It's aeroponics, so it uses a solution of minerals, et cetera, to grow the plants. and have fresh vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, etc., right in your house. And microgreens, very important to have those. So anyway, what I've done is over the years is put together products that solve solutions. And the solution, what you need is to be independent. I mean, that's just the way it is. And you have to be dependent on a number of fronts, energy, water, food, and then also knowledge. My education program, it took me 4 years, one recording per week for 4 years to get this together. And now it's in a package with my books and DVDs and extra lectures, etc. And it's all on sale right now on my webpage. But we were talking about education at the beginning of the show. It's really, really important for people to understand that education is designed to destroy your kids' image, their self-image, to destroy the concept of their own spirit. You know, when Carl Sagan, my arch enemy from Cornell University, when he became a movie star in 1979, the same time I was at Cornell, he was off in Hollywood making the Cosmos series. But the whole design of that was atheist communist education. And what does he teach? The Big Bang. There's no need for a grand design or a designer in the universe. And then that you are evolved from monkeys, so you're just a little smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. You know, it denies your soul, your spirit, your individuality, the creative designer that designed the universe. All of that goes away with Carl Sagan. And that set the tone for all education that's come after up to this date. So anyway, what I do is in a 20 lectures in my education package, I pick that apart show by show and show you what they're doing. They're destroying the youth. They're making them into little automatons.
No man survives when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cry appease are hanged by those they tried to please. James McCanney, it's a pleasure. J-M-C-C-S-E-I. J-M, it's Charlie, Sam, Charlie, Indigo. James McCanney Science is the website. You can probably search that also. J-M-C-C-S-E-I. James, it's an absolute pleasure. We got Gerald Salente later in the week. Wayne Elliott will be here tomorrow. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Stay there, James. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.